Welcome to The Elevator Pros, the podcast that lifts the curtain and the platform on the world of home and commercial elevators and lifts. I'm Kayla Faw, and whether you're designing your dream home, helping your parents age in place, or just curious about modern mobility solutions, you're in the right place. In today's episode, we're kicking things off about the truth about home elevators, what most people don't know, and when they start exploring the idea of adding an elevator to their home, what they need to do and know. No fluff, no sales pitch, just real information to help you make smart decisions. And today I'm gonna be joined by our sales manager at CH Elevator, Jason Foss, so let's bring him in. So we have Jason Foss here. He is the sales manager at CH Elevator. So he's going to help us go through our segment one talks about, let's start with some of the most common misconceptions we hear in the elevator industry all the time. So number one, a home elevator is only for the rich.
Boy, I think in yesteryear that was true. But in today's time, that's not true. A lot of innovations have happened in the home elevator industry and really in the vertical transportation industry as a whole. That have made manufacturers have stepped up in the different types of shapes, sizes, designs that all come at different price points. So it gives a lot of flexibility for all different types of homes and all different types of purposes for what really the end user's needing the elevator to fully do.
Yeah, and this is our first podcast episode that I had said earlier, so we're going to get into all the nitty-gritty of the home elevators, every product that we offer, different types of applications and how they're used for builders, end users, homeowners, everything. So we will get to all of that down the line, but yes, like you said, you know, even if you have a smaller elevator budget, there's still construction cost for some of our elevators. And so, you know, we do offer things like a shaftless. And so we'll get to that in the later podcast. And just as we mention anything throughout this podcast, if you have questions or you have a topic that you really want to hear us talk about, or just let us know in the comments because we'd be happy to get to that. So moving on to number two, I don't need one now, so I'll deal with it later.
This one's a tough one because in a lot of scenarios, our clientele are, you know, 50s, 60s, I would say on the average. And so it's hard to grasp the concept of, hey, I'm aging, I'm getting older. And I think that's a hard thing for anybody to deal with. You know, we always advise folks of, don't get into the situation where you have to depend on the mobility aid, because then it gets into a scramble point. It's a lot better to prepare for it early rather than wait to the exact point that you need it. Because we always, even with a lot of folks that aren't in a wheelchair, that typically don't have, you know, the everyday ailments, we still encourage them to take the steps as much as possible. Like, it's a very, very important to stay active inside your home. And so in scenarios where it's like, I don't really need it right now, but it's those occasions where, boy, this would be really, really convenient to have. So if you're having a bad day, let's say you were playing pickleball and you twisted an ankle, or, you know, you tweaked your knee, or you're carrying up items from luggage from a trip, or even let's say you were carrying for holiday decorations. All of these things, really, a home elevator is really a convenience standpoint that you can use at any point in time.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. We work with a lot of home builders, and they will be, you know, building a house and don't even have the end user, the homeowner, selected yet. It's something that they put on the market after it's finished. And so there's a lot of times where our home builders that we work with over and over, they will put in an elevator for any family or any person that moves into that home, because it can be a luxury item, but it also can just be an everyday convenience for anybody, no matter your mobility.
Well, and that's a good point, is let's say you're building a new custom home from scratch. It's important to plan for aging. And so you can easily do that by stacking closets on each different level. And that will help you, and that will really help you set yourself up to potentially the ability to add an elevator in the future. So it's okay to not incorporate one at that exact moment, but you still want to plan for success for aging in place.
Sure.
As much as you can.
Sure. Okay, so moving on to number three, they're unsafe. What would you say to somebody who said elevators are unsafe?
Well, I think you hear that a lot of situations where somebody is claustrophobic, and so they really find reasons to not want to ride an elevator. But that's a myth. There are so many different code regulations that we have to follow. And every elevator company has to follow to make sure that the end user is safe in a various amount of applications. And the manufacturers also have to follow a set of guidelines when they're engineering and designing a lift ready to put it out in the market. Now, all across the world, there are different code standards that you have to follow. And so our team really stays up on understanding, hey, what's coming throughout the code pipeline? Why do we need this? What do we need this? And we really it's important for us to really allow the homeowner to know, like, hey, there's definitely a lot of safety features in various parts of your elevator that you can rest assured that when you're traveling on this thing, like, you are going to be 100% safe.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of points I just want to break down from what you were saying too. So there are code compliance. A lot of jurisdictions, you have to get inspections, but there are places in the U.S. where cities don't have that. They don't say, or it's not where you have to get an inspection done for that city ordinance.
Sure.
However, if you work with someone like CH Elevator, we do the same job, whether you are going and putting an elevator in a home in a place that doesn't need an inspection per the city, or, you know, whatever the case may be, we have our own inspection.
Yeah, that's a good, really good topic here, because there are a lot of companies out there that will try to do something because the homeowner or the client says, hey, I want it. Well, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do something. And in that particular comment, that's really regulated on the code compliance. You don't want to be pushing maxes of capacities or limitations there's a reason why these things are in place.
Sure.
And so, you know, we don't want to sacrifice, us as CHE, we don't want to sacrifice safety to meet something. That's really a non-starter, you know, for us. And
yeah.
So I think it's important for us to, you know, we just take that stand as a company. And we really encourage all of elevator companies to really take that stance, because ultimately it's your company backing that project, right?
Sure.
And ultimately it's the consumer's overall safety. That's the most important thing about it.
And something else we're going to get to actually in the last segment today of our podcast is kind of some red flags to look for. And that's what we find in the industry sometimes too, is, you know, there are elevator companies out there that are, you know, they're upfront about it, but they will sell the elevator, but they don't install. And so what that causes is, you know, you may have someone who's never installed an elevator. You try to DIY. Your builder might be halfway walked through the process. But again, these are all things when you look for an elevator company to make sure, if you're worried about safety, that those are the questions you need to ask. Are they certified installers? Will you be doing the job from start to finish?
Yeah, and what ASME, Association of Mechanical Engineers, you know, what code year are you following for your basic core standards of installation? That's an important one, because that's kind of like the Bible of home elevators, of what we follow.
Yeah.
Specifically in the 5.3 section. So.
Yeah. And lastly, I think the point that I just, about safety, that I want to reiterate is we have a handoff process with, from technician or sales rep to the end user or builder. And so you are not left in the dark where if the power goes off, you're trapped in your elevator, or if the, you know, if an elevator has a code going, you don't feel unsafe. There's always a solution. You have, you know, we give you the basics. We also have where you can call us anytime. So we will go through that at a later date as well, but just wanted to mention it on our safety aspect. And then the last misconception that I want to bring up today, we kind of touched on it just a little bit already, but it says, I can just buy one online and figure it out.
This one's a funny one, right? Because we've been involved in quite a bit of these where somebody has purchased something online, a home elevator online for like 10 grand. Mm-hmm. And it was essentially a DIY kit or a company that has said, hey, you know, hey, we'll sell it to you. We'll walk you through the install process. It's super easy. That's a huge myth. There's a lot of complicated parts on an elevator.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you hear the, hey, I can just buy it online, it's like, again, just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
Right.
Especially when it comes to a home elevator.
Yeah. You could probably YouTube how to take your own tooth out, but that doesn't mean you should do it. You know, there's there's industry experts for a reason. Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, ideally, there are a lot of folks that are looking to create home accessibility while looking out for their bottom line.
Yeah.
But again, that's why there's other different things that consumers can do, like looking at finance companies. You know, there's definitely ones that we recommend. You know, you can do home HELOCs. So that way, you know, yes, you're going to invest a little bit more, but getting the peace of mind of knowing, like, you have a 100% a company that knows what they're doing. This is not their first rodeo, and they're going to do it right. Because I don't know about you. It's like, how much value do you put on your life while traveling on a DIY elevator? I mean, that's really like, can you really put a price tag on that?
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of companies out there that try to swindle people mm-hmm. and take advantage of people, hook them in on a low cost price point, and then, you know, they can figure it out. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of the times we get calls of saying, hey, I bought this online. Can you help walk me through this? Or can I hire you guys to install it? And 100% of the time, it's going to be a no. And really, the reasoning behind that is that if we're coming on site, we're taking liability, right? And we don't want to, one, on the business end, that's a huge red flag for us. But two, we can't control about how you exactly purchased this unit. So did you purchase the unit with all of these code requirements in mind? Does it have all of these safety features that you need to have? Is it even code compliant? A lot of these companies.
Will it fit in the shaftway?
You know, absolutely.
Just little simple things that maybe aren't even from a safety standpoint.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I could go on for days on this topic.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, I would not recommend to fall into the, hey, I can buy it online.
Yeah.
You know, and try to DIY this.
I think I'm in marketing here at CH Elevator, and I think from a marketing standpoint, a lot of things that I do see online when people Google home elevators is you get the DIY companies that are sponsoring ads first. And it's okay to check everything out, you know, from start to finish on Google. But just be aware. Listen to kind of, you know, what we're saying here, and just kind of put it in your back pocket when you're looking at things online, and make sure that you're checking all the boxes with the company that you choose. So I think all that being said, we're going to move on to our next segment of what should you be asking before you buy. So kind of moving right in from, you know, most people do pop on Google. That's, you know, that's our source now of where can we get this information. But you don't always get the best of information, so we're going to clear some of that up here. So what type of elevator makes sense for my home? Traditional, pneumatic, shaftless? We offer a wide range.
Yeah. Well, and I was reading an article. It's like 80% of people before they even contact an actual elevator representative, 80% of their people have already done research on what's out there in regards to like home elevators. Now, again, with the whole AI information, it's trying to give you the most relevant information as possible, but there's a lot of false information that's out there. And so I think when we talk about, you know, what if someone were to come to us and say, I'm looking at your website and I see that you have traditional, pneumatic, you know, Cibus lifts, you know, a view lift, what specialty lifts, what's the best fit for us? Our answer is really going to be, we're going to be looking to ask you a couple more questions to really help you best identify this. Is this going, do you have a spot in your, is this for an existing home or for a new home? If it's an existing home, do you have a spot that you feel like it would be accessible on for each level? What is your purpose of adding the lift? Who all is going to be using it? Mm-hmm. Or do you have grandkids? All of these things, you know, what design feel do you like? I mean, because these really hone into helping an expert really help you advise on the best possible route between the different types of elevator options.
Sure.
And also it goes into, you know, your budget.
Yeah.
Budget end of things.
And that's where our team really, I feel like, does a good job at asking these questions. But then, you know, they're not afraid to come out and talk to you and see your space. And, you know, like so this is a pneumatic vacuum elevator behind us that we're in front of today for our podcast. But the PVE like this, or even, you know, some traditional models or shaftless, we have like floor mats where we can take them out and you can kind of envision what it would look like, how much space you would have, will it fit here? So, don't get overwhelmed if that is your first question of like what type of elevator, because we can, most elevator companies can help you walk through that process.
Yeah.
So what about, will this elevator be wheelchair accessible now or in the future?
Well, and that's part of our question. Mm-hmm. And you touched on it, you know, just now is that, you know, we really have our team being more of like the advisor. We don't like to consider ourselves salespeople. More of consultants and advisors in the situation. And that's one of our questions is that is somebody actively in a wheelchair now? Two, is somebody planning to be in a wheelchair? Like, do they have a condition where they're going to be in a wheelchair? Or, hey, getting to an age of, hey, I want to think about the possibilities of just on the off chance. And I don't think anybody plans to be in a wheelchair unless they have got that diagnosis.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we always would advise if somebody has the space, let's design it for the just in case. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the largest, without getting in a variance, the largest traditional elevator that you can interior footprint that you get is 40 inches wide by 54 inches deep. And that would fit a full-powered wheelchair and accompaniment rider. But you can go down as low as 36 inches wide by 48 inches deep, and that would still fit an adult-size wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like the PVE brand, you know, the PVE 52, that is a wheelchair-compliant elevator. And so there's definitely different sizes, different models. You know, a lot of our offerings, manufacturers have thought about these items, but it's definitely something that we always encourage, is to think about the forever access of the elevator. Even if you're not planning on like this being their forever home.
Yeah. There's true retail
resale
value to adding an elevator.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you add one, especially that, and I'll kind of pause right here too. So a newer term in our industry, traditional elevator, is describing your hydraulic, your winding drum, and your inline gear. So that, like, it looks like a closet elevator. For those who aren't familiar with elevator terminology.
Yeah, in a shaft way type type application, where this, like a PVE would be, you know, it's its own tube enclosure. So, yeah, that's, I think we forget sometimes that other folks aren't as well-versed in our vernacular in the vertical transportation world. So,
And that's something that we will get very, very quickly into our next podcast.
Yeah.
It's just breaking down and really kind of geeking out on every type of product that we have.
Yeah.
And I just encourage you to scroll our LinkedIn page, our Facebook, any type of social media that you're on, because we post tons of videos and pictures so that you can really get an idea of what these products look like in a home and envisioning it for yourself and your needs. So, okay, moving on. What is my backup plan if the power goes out?
This is a hot topic, especially in the Midwest, right? Where a thunderstorm can come through and really do some damage to the electrical platform all around. So, like in a traditional setting, there's a lot of again, safety features. So it's got a UPS, which is a battery backup system. So if the power failure happens, it will have enough juice essentially in this battery backup to allow someone to go down and open the gate and open the door to get out for one trip. It's not for continual up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You hear some folks, they'll place their the elevators on generators. Do you have to make sure that you discuss that with an elevator professional early on, so that way we can help make sure that we're setting it up to not get power surges and those types of things? Because sometimes the generator takes a little bit for them to kick in, and then that surge creates some potential issues. So, you know, we always want to be mindful of using generators. Like if a PVE has a power failure, it's air driven. So it just very slowly lowers you down.
Drags you back down.
Yeah. So there are definitely different things that you can do in a power outage. But also if you're in an entrapment scenario, which I know we'll probably have a podcast about, what to do if you're stuck in an elevator. Don't go around kicking down panels and those kind of things from it. There's ways to help you out. So if you have a power failure, there's a lot of coverage.
But I think the point being, something to ask about at the very beginning.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So write that down in your list of things to ask.
Yeah.
Some other things that we're not really going to go over because we've talked about, but things to write down to ask an elevator company is who will install, but also who's going to service the elevator after. And, you know, there's companies just like CH Elevator. We can set you up on a planned maintenance visit. You have to have those in some scenarios for the manufacturer's warranty to be good. So ask those questions from the beginning. ask about our permits and inspections required in my area. We touched on that too. Again, you do need to ask about it for the mere fact of, do I have to get all of that aligned, or is the company going, the elevator company going to be taking care of all of that for me?
That's an important one, because you know, there are companies out there that don't get permits and don't get inspections, but then the building is you know, under permit, and it gets down to final occupancy inspection for a builder, and they go, well, what about this? And they're pointing to the elevator. This wasn't on our radar. Mm-hmm. And so they, in some instances, I heard where they weren't granted occupancy because the elevator wasn't a permitted and inspected item that should have been. So, like, our operations department, like, we've got a, she's amazing, but she's got, like, her jurisdiction Bible in all of our areas. And so that's an important thing to ask, just to know, because there are costs that go into getting an inspection, but also for the occupancy. And you don't want some red tape slowing you down from enjoying your home.
Yeah, very true. Okay, I think the last question that you should have kind of noted that we want to touch on today, obviously there's lots of questions when you plan to put an elevator in your home or business. Can this be customized to match the style of my home or business?
It's a great question. And really, the short answer is yes. Mm-hmm. You can, if you dream it, you can make pretty much almost anything happen. We've been a part of some really, really cool projects, like, yep, all glass elevators. We've been a part of custom colored elevators. We've had artists come in. We've had custom glass done. I mean, dial indicators of old-time dial indicators that you would see on 1920s elevators. We've had those installed in today's elevators. And so, I mean, if you dream it, it can happen.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of different product offerings out there, in a lot of different manufacturing lines that give you the flexibility to have that.
Yeah, I think too. So we will be doing on our social media pages coming soon. We're going to be meeting with a custom home builder and designer, and she's going to be walking us through some of the different, you know, like, what lighting can I choose? What flooring can I choose? What can I put on the walls? Because you have to think about it, you know, the elevator is going up and down. So if you add a lot of heavy items, that's less weight that you can put in during the trips. However, there's a lot of flexibility with that. What are some types of, like, flooring, or I know people have put mirrors in, which can kind of be a little on the heavier side. So,
well, and you know, we touched on, hey, if people are claustrophobic, that's actually a really great way to make the elevator seem a little bit larger and help out with that, what's the word that I'm looking for, of the depth of perception, to help alleviate that. We've seen wallpaper, custom wallpaper happen. We've seen leather go in. We've seen custom flooring, chevron patterns. I mean, again, you name it. We've one, seen it and been a part of it. But to touch on your point, depending on your design selections, you really want to let the consultant know, mm-hmm, hey, how do you plan on decking this thing out?
Yeah.
Because there are things that an elevator company can do to offset your selections on the drive to not take away from your weight capacity. Like, if you're in, like, an inline gear drive, which is a chain drive system that's machine roomless, they can add more counterweights, and that would actually offset the pound imbalance that goes with whatever you're adding in. If you're adding in a heavy full mirror, that's some weight. So, but incorporating the elevator consultant early and often, and a professional company and a professional elevator consultant will have no problem meeting, you know, with your designer or with you as a homeowner to really help you understand the design implications and working through that.
Yeah, I think that's important to note. So depending on what type of application that you pick and where you are in your journey, if you're already in a home and you're wanting to put an elevator into that existing home, or if you're building a brand new home or business. But also, we have, like in our traditional elevators, there's a lot of customization that you can order from our manufacturers to kind of, you know, not have all of those pieces that are, you know, working with designer or...
Oh, sure. We can totally be a one-stop shop as far as design. If you want, if you want that from us, we can make that happen. Not a problem.
Yeah. So just something to ask for when you're thinking about design. And so I think our last segment, we're just going to go through some things since it's our first podcast. We kind of mentioned it before, but red flags in the industry. So what to look for when you're shopping online, when you're talking to elevator companies. So there's some great companies out there, and unfortunately some that give the industry a bad name. Here are a few red flags to watch for. So too good to be true pricing. Bait and switch tactics are real. We've kind of touched on it, but something that I'd like for you to kind of tell everybody is, like we talked about coding earlier and design and flush frames are different things that they need. When we as an elevator company give someone a quote, it is kind of an all-encompassing thing, and that isn't across the board in the industry.
Well, ultimately, we as a company have really taken that stance of it's our duty to know our craft and to set up our customers for success, and do it morally and ethically. In being transparent throughout the process, because it's not you talked about, you know, flush frames, which we'll talk about that probably down the road, but that's a code requirement in a new construction, or if you're putting in a new elevator, you have to have flush frames that control the amount of space from when a landing door is closed and the elevator gate is closed. There are a lot of companies that leave that part out, and they say, one, they either don't say anything about it, or they say, hey, you'll have to source these. It's a lot harder for a general contractor or a homeowner to source an elevator flush frame.
And it's just an added cost at the end, too,
correct.
That they're not aware of.
Correct. And well, we went through an exercise with a elevator company for a traditional shafted elevator. And we went through their basic pricing model, and to say we were surprised about the price was an understatement, because it didn't include so many different things. And by the time that you included those things that you would have to have on a home elevator install, it was actually more than where we were. And so it's this whole bait and switch. We're not obviously not a fan of it by any means.
Which can be in every industry,
sure.
But it's just something that you need to ask when you are researching elevator companies. Hey, is everything included in this quote from start to finish, installation, everything that I need? What are the add-ons going to be down the road from your price, if any? So just something to be aware of.
Well, and it's difficult for a homeowner for a builder that they don't do elevators consistently. And so you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
And so I think that's why it's important, going back to the first part, is really like vetting, like, does this company actually know what they're doing? Mm-hmm. Just getting a price to get a price, okay, that can help you with getting a number, but that doesn't mean that it's the realistic number.
Sure.
So you really need to make sure that you really vet these. Hey, if you're seeing something that's a lot lower than other companies that you've talked to, there might be something fishy about that.
Yeah. Ask why.
Yeah.
No local service team.
This is a good one, because there are a lot of outside, speaking here in the Midwest, there are in our core areas, there are a lot of companies that are outside of our Midwest area that will sell into our area, and that will either third party contract an installation company to install their product, to try to walk you through it, the install, or three, they'll have their own installation company come in from out of state, and they'll travel in to install the unit. The issue that you get in is that what happens after the installation? Because an elevator is a piece of mechanical equipment, and mechanical equipment, they need attention. They need periodic, you know, planned maintenance visits. But if that elevator goes down, you really need to ask, what is your service after installation like? Mm-hmm. Do you have local teams? What's your response time? What does that look like? What are the average costs of that? These are questions that are extremely important to really ask and to find out from whoever you're chatting with.
Sure. I think just the last red flag that we have noted here is pushy sales without a clear explanation of code requirements. So we've touched on that, but you know, if there's an elevator company out there that is really, you know, wanting your business but not giving you a lot of elevator knowledge, maybe that's a red flag for you.
Well, and you'll see. You'll see in some companies, they'll do like a car dealership. I hate to, it's best relation of sales as, you know, hey, this price doesn't work. Well, what about this? And this doesn't work. Well, what about this? And so, you know, that in my mind gets into the pushy kind of bad taste towards it without fully understanding, hey, code requirements, you know, in those scenarios where it comes from. I know they're two different types of examples, right? But they're similar. You typically, pushy salespeople, I'm not so much of a fan. You know, we definitely take a listen first approach and try to not do all of the talking, but be there for support for you and help you make the most educated decision. And there's times where we don't earn the business, but we want to help you make the best decision possible.
Sure.
And so I know a lot of folks are, they're kind of put off by that pushy type. And so we just tend to go the other route.
Yeah. So hopefully this gave you a clear picture of what goes on behind the scenes of choosing an elevator. No pressure, no pitch, just the information that we wish to share with everyone. So that they can make the best decisions from the start. And so, again, like we said before, this is our very first one. If you have topics that maybe you heard come up today but we didn't elaborate on, or you have been doing your own research about a home elevator and you want to know more, please leave them in the comments. Please send us a message or an email, because this is something that we're really excited about. We will have this podcast, but like I said, we also are going to do some videos. We have a PVE preview segment that's coming up where this is our St. Louis showroom, and so we're going to go through the ins and outs of the PVE. We have other showrooms that have your traditional elevator, a View Lift from Savaria, Cebus Lift from Cebus Symmetry, and we also have a new Shaftless in our Brighton office. So in this podcast, you may kind of walk along with us. We may not just be sitting stationary every time. You might walk along with us, do a podcast from the product so that we can show you. And so we just want your input, and we appreciate you hopping on today or watching or listening in your car. That's the great thing about podcasts is, you know, you can listen as you're driving and kind of multitasking and getting all this information so that you guys have the power to get the best information and then take it and do what you will with it.
Yeah, and I, again, it's that statement, you don't know what you don't know. And so our mission behind these is to really help the folks out there that are that are looking at these items, whether it be a dumbwaiter, a wheelchair lift,
stair lift,
home elevator, commercial applications. Like, we're going to go over like the whole gamut to just try to help help the world understand a little bit more and get connected with some experts. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm really excited for the different guests that we'll have on here, the different faces that you'll see. We've got a whole like plethora of experts on our team. And so I'm really excited to get their viewpoints.
Yeah, fun personalities. We may reference movies or shows at times. We, you know, like I said, we're going to have a designer come in. You also talked about financing. So, you know, we can get someone in from the banking industry and kind of talk about what it looks like financially, your options for adding an elevator. So, again, so excited. Until then, stay grounded, and when in doubt, go up. Thanks for watching.